a moronic, antisocial, subhuman, irresponsible Neanderthal, with no concept of acceptable community behavior. No doubt you live like a pig too.
Life. Dan, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
Mine is a thumbs up because I've experienced that on Instagram chat with you, and I'm like, he should be giving me more in the emojis.
Yeah. I can't do anything. Oh, that's me. I have updated the app, and I hold, and it just comes up and says report or save, and maybe one other option. But there's literally no. I'll show you right now.
Are you? This is in the chat bit, like the DMs.
Yeah.
It's only new, like, you've got time to sort it out because no one really...
But people have... I'm in a few groups where everyone's laugh-reacting away. Mm.
Can you reply to...
Look at this. So I hold and it goes copy, unsend or save.
No. Don't you double tap it?
Yeah, and then it hearts it.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking
about. That's Melina. It's fine because she's the one who was experimenting with me. I'm actually being stitched up. By the app. You have a go.
Is it something to do with... Have you got like a business account?
Hold. Do I have a business account?
Delete the app and reinstall the app.
Because I don't know if it's all business.
All to have a laugh.
Yeah, it's worth it. I'm going to solve it right now.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that.
Hang on.
It's been an issue for ages.
No, yeah, maybe I can't. That's what happens when I do it.
What about...
Look at that.
Oh, mine looks different to that as well. We're all...
What do you mean? I've got a plus.
The other thing, maybe, are you like an iOS update behind or something?
No, I think I'm always ahead, if anything.
Well, I haven't updated the last.
Yeah, I'm not behind enough for this kind of thing to happen to me.
Okay.
I'm usually immune from this sort of thing.
No, Tom.
I'm going to find you.
Welcome to the tech world drama.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, no,
see?
Mine's the same as yours.
No, yours looks terrific.
Look at the options. Yeah, that's what I found out that. Today. I thought that only, at least the people that could do it, only had like five options of like, a cry laughing or a thumbs up or whatever. But look at us going through that. Every little animal at her disposal. I'm being rude. I should be able to sue.
You're a formal guy. No,
it's
Tom.
Trying to make
Instagram,
you...
owe me. For the lost.
But I don't think you can really improve on getting a heart. That's the thing. Like, they've given us too many options now. Whereas to get a heart, it feels good.
A heart is still so powerful.
Oh, a heart
like
is good.
Like, it feels like human contact.
But can I say, I'm kind of devaluing the value of a heart because I'm giving that a lot.
You do lots of love hearts, don't you? But when they first popped up.
I still love getting them, though. Like, I don't care if they're... like enforced for you. I love it. I love a heart.
Yes. I'm in some red heart
as well.
It is
all male group chats, and when the men are giving out hearts, it feels like masculinity is falling down.
Yeah,
you know, like
the end of toxic masculinity.
Yeah. Just through to the emoji.
It does. I hate to get like a yellow heart.
How do you get one of those?
What cold-hearted bitch is giving
exactly.
those?
Exactly. I'm like, why?
And what's the purple heart? Well, you can just change the colours, can you?
Yeah.
Purple Heart is an award for the highest achievement.
I think that Ben Roberts got one. Oh, no, he got Victoria's Cross.
Oh.
He's a good guy.
Imagine if we found out that
is
was just
Is he the good guy? Or did he get taken? No,
he's not
yeah.
A good,
That's
not a good
at the
guy.
Ceremony. They get out Instagram and they're like, and the last thing you said, I'll give a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
That's the ceremony.
I think that's
Here
the
we go.
Only Purple Heart I'll ever get.
What?
An emoji.
Oh,
still
okay.
Nothing.
You might get the Victoria Cross. Yeah. You're still young, Sophie. You've got options on the table.
The best I can do is I met a girl called Victoria and she was cross.
Yeah.
She hated me because I could only do a love heart emoji. My God, she was making jokes and I was hearting them. Too sincere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you, like, normally, do you feel like you are missing out, Tom? Because are you normal? I don't think of you as an emoji guy. And I don't. Now that I know this, maybe that's why. But I never see in, like, comments you're doing except you do maybe... a laugh emoji.
Can I?
That's it.
Yes, totally. So I'm not using heaps in terms of the actual typing, but can I make a reflection which involves you, Sam? We are in a few group chats with like, two other guys.
Lots of gossip.
I mean, but chatting and joking around, and I feel like when someone makes a joke, it's like become relatively standard to do a laugh react.
Absolutely.
To reward that. And I feel like comedians in general are a bit needy in that way, that you kind of, you want some feedback. And if you don't get it, you're like, And that happens in these groups. If I make a joke and I don't get one, I'm like, oh, that's actually like a failure. I should learn from that. That's no good at all. But then I interact with other people outside of these few particular group chats, and there's just not as many laugh reacts going around. Mm. And it's making me feel inferior in my normal interactions in life because I do a lot of the reacting.
I notice whenever I hang out with non-comedians that they my friends listen to me. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh my god, this is scathing feedback.
But everyone, like, I'll tell a story and you just get to the end of the story and people react in the exact way that you would want them to react. It's really like
too easy,
wholesome,
it's nice, effective. But it's also, there's something lonely about it. Like,
Yeah, great.
Yeah, because you're kind of spending time.
If that was a comment, I would give it a love heart.
I don't know. It's just a very different experience.
Well, I'm really sort of jump in with that. Quips.
Yeah.
But also, you don't have to fight your way through the quips, so it feels maybe a bit too easy.
Mm, yeah, everything you say gets a laugh. But I think that iMessage reacts like ha-ha. To give and receive a ha-ha, it feels so cold.
A ha-ha feels weird to give. I don't mind
getting one, but I don't like to give one. It never feels right or authentic.
Well, it's like, I mean, it's
isn't
like
that always you're the already way? On like, a, I love receiving, but giving, well, not for me.
I don't even like receiving. It's because you're already on an inferior platform. It's like filling in for the shitter sports team and then winning best player award, and you're like, it means nothing to me.
How did that happen to iMessage? Like, iMessage used to feel so fast and dynamic, and how did WhatsApp pop off?
I couldn't even tell you why WhatsApp is better or more effective, I will go to my deathbed saying it's the best one.
But why? I don't understand how that happened. Like, that iMessage used to have that quality.
I've got
to
a theory.
It was incredible. Great. Yeah.
Go.
I think that it happened because, I first encountered it when I was in London, and I think it's better when there's lots of, in places like London, when there's lots of international people who all have different phone numbers with different country codes.
Yeah.
And texting back then wasn't really efficient. And WhatsApp was like an international one. You input your number and then it's as if you're texting. And
that is true.
So much ease. And it blew up in Europe is my understanding.
But now iMessage will do the same thing.
Exactly. But it didn't at that stage. Yeah. Viber and WhatsApp were like early adopters of
that. It's like going to a shit restaurant now, iMessage. Like, it just feels like they're trying too hard. Immediately the vibe is gone. Whereas WhatsApp, it feels... And also with the encrypted thing at the top, like it promotes an edginess.
Totally. And it's a bit more casual with the green... And
it's actually more aesthetically displeasing. It's like going to a shit. It's like going to a dive bar. WhatsApp, because it's uglier. It feels more fun. Whereas
feels more flippant. Maybe
iMessage is a bit uptight.
Well,
aesthetic.
If I give this
is going to be held against me. Everything I say in here.
It's also like, a great test because if I give my phone number to someone and the ball's in their court to message, then you're like, what platform? If they use iMessage, straight away I'm like, ugh, whatever.
Dude,
but if it comes through on WhatsApp, I'm like, this is fun. Let's hang out.
How widespread on WhatsApp is people checking the last time they checked their phone? Like, do you guys do it?
No, mine used to do that. I updated the app and now it doesn't do... I used to be able to see when everyone last was online, so I would know if they were ignoring me.
You can remove it.
I must have done that.
Yeah, you can remove it, but if you remove it, you can't see anyone.
Is that right?
But I just want to know, as a general rule, like, I do check it, but I wondered, and I found out that my mum checks it to check that I'm alive.
That's your mum on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
God.
It's yours not.
I would assume
I don't even know if she's... No, I think we're still doing green messages.
Oh, okay.
Not even iMessage.
Mm-hmm. I would have assumed parents didn't know that functionality, though,
parents
to get that.
Love WhatsApp.
I suppose. Yeah, I suppose there. My God. I don't check that. But I would if there was like a serious...
That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that people don't check it.
I don't think it's generally that I don't care enough. You know what I mean? Particularly because I think the types of chats on WhatsApp, there's too much going on, so I don't have push notifications on. So then you're checking in. If I was like...
You don't have push... So if someone messages on WhatsApp, you don't see it?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm just in a few where it's like there's too
much. I have all notifications off WhatsApp as well.
Oh, you can't.
What if someone messages
you? I think that's part of the seductive appeal.
I would do 70% of messaging maybe on WhatsApp.
And it's trying to do the thing of messaging. Like, this person's seen it. It's like, I don't care. I'm not even using that functionality. You would if you were like texting your crush and you'd ask them out or something.
You know what else we've uncovered? We're talking about all these platforms in which you can react to individual messages.
Yes.
No react function on WhatsApp. And maybe that's part of its appeal.
It's not so
like regimented. There's more freedom. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it was one of the first to have... The reply to the
thing,
the actual comment.
Now
that's why
iMessage
it dominated.
And iMessage is foggly.
Oh my god, it's so
dramatic.
It looks fucked, doesn't it?
It brings a big preview down.
It looks
like
a Tom Crashman graph.
So it's great.
It does. It comes to the forefront.
Yeah,
I agree. It's great. Yes.
It looks like it's done on Microsoft Office Suite, and WhatsApp is elegant and like sexy.
Well, they've done a weird little line, and it just takes up too much.
Why do they do that?
It takes up half of the screen.
Well, I guess they
breaks
the flow
to reply to a message.
Well, I think because they're so late. Like they're so late on it.
It feels like you crept back into the message and grabbed
it's like
it. And
talking
there
in a
it
Zoom
is again.
Meeting. It's like, hello, everyone. I'd, like, to
I'd like to repeat the thing from earlier that you said. So you know, but you need to see it again because I have one little pithy lol to say.
It's gross.
That's not right.
I think because they were so late on it, they were like, we've got to make this look so fucking different.
Well,
and
I wonder
so
how much
it looks like we were waiting on something.
Comes into this. Like maybe they're just legally not allowed to, like with the Laugh React, maybe if they did that, it's too much copying Facebook, and that's why they have to have a ha-ha instead, which sounds like sarcastic.
Ha-ha, it does sound, it's just...
But like, why wouldn't they, like, an emoji is just better. Like, I feel like they must just be scared of, like, copying or something.
Do you know what's a real treat? Delete Facebook off your phone, but you keep Messenger. And then Messenger just then functions as... I said before, 70% of WhatsApp is my communication. I'm going to retract that. It's maybe like 40, 30 then is Facebook, 20 is iMessage.
Can I talk to you
that
both
might not
on
be
Facebook only. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I've got people. Messenger. Yeah, you're a Facebook Messenger
but I don't
person.
Know why. Like, I'm not. Like, why don't we?
Because it's a spur of the moment. There
it's
was
just
at
how
one
it
point. Yeah.
It's a, people like to do what they're already doing. Can I throw a spanner in the works?
Please, Tom.
I have a. I had a WhatsApp group with a few friends from high school. One of them expressed concern at the approach to privacy over at WhatsApp HQ, and we have transferred the group chat over to Signal.
Truly the nerdiest thing I've ever heard. Group chats are supposed to be fun. So...
And I'm like, what are you worried about, man? Like, there's not much.
What are you talking about in
but, that? But, you know, that's I've
did
heard the, that as a trend.
Did the momentum carry over to Signal?
At the beginning, I mean, it's early days. I think there wasn't much momentum. It was kind of a slow one. Mm. There's not much content happening in there. But there's been more because people are excited by the new functionality. And it's not bad.
Did everyone make it over?
Oh,
would you lose a few?
I think we lost one. We're waiting on one. But then I remember being in the WhatsApp one, being like, "Oh, we're having doing a few screenshots and making it look like it was really fun." And the new one, like, "Oh, we're having big laughs over here." And so I was like, "What's the joke?" And then they'd get to the new one and they'd realize I was just faking. It's not actually.
Is the other one deleted or is it still there?
It's still there.
Someone's got to jump back in.
And then try and do that one. Get
back try to get
stuff.
That one going up again.
No, I mean, stop.
Can you react to stuff on Signal?
I can get it up. I'm not sure. I think you can. I
get
think
it
you
on
can
the screen.
Actually.
Can you? Have you? How far are you going with your reinstall Instagram endeavor?
Oh, I've done it and it didn't work.
Oh.
Well, then what? There's nothing more you can do.
There's nothing more I can do. I'm just fucked. Yep, you can. Look at that.
Oh yeah.
It's very similar to Messenger, to be honest.
Looks like Facebook Messenger.
It's exactly.
I
the
thought
same.
That was Facebook Messenger.
No, but it's encrypted, so you can't. No one can jump in between.
Is that what they mean? Once I tried to buy. Cocaine in Adelaide.
Yes.
On what's it called? The
Wicker.
On Wicker, yeah. And the drug dealer sent me like
is that
he
the DJ
said,
one?
like yeah, I see what you're doing. Yeah. But the
Wicker.
Yeah.
Just for any of the listeners. Just make sure that was
it was a long time since you made that good Victoria Cross joke, so you needed another.
This is what Sophie was talking about, how hanging with non-comedians,
exactly.
They listen.
I mean, yeah, this story sounds fascinating. Like, you're buying drugs, that's kind of like the stakes are quite high. It's in Adelaide. I mean, even that's kind of fascinating. There's not much travel at the moment, but still, I'm not completely focusing. I'm like, Wicker. You know what that sounds like?
So, like, I was thinking about myself as well. Like, we're all on our own journey. Mm. None of us were really in the
None
same
None of you
room
are listening. You're
we're,
all like, I've got another Wicker story.
It's like, exactly. That's the one thing you don't want to buzz in on, which is the app that you used to buy drugs. And I'm like, Wicker.
Yeah.
I like buzzed in way too fast. I should have just let somebody else answer that.
Can I also say, I was thinking, should I say Wicker? Because I've said that about like three times before when someone's mentioned the app Wicker. And each time with the DJ joke, and people have actually hated it. Like, no positive feedback.
But you've got to
watch it. Why would I then say it now?
Because you believed in it.
I don't. I truly don't.
Yeah. I don't. It's awful to have to say something that requires an act out.
Mm, exactly. And I knew I had to explain it in order.
We all got it. I reckon everyone listening got it.
Totally. But the joke would be, I knew before I even said it, that it was shit. And I've got to like, the joke. It's like, why am I putting myself in this situation? I could have just continued listening to the lovely story.
By saying nothing, I imply that I got it, but I didn't. I needed
it. You didn't get it? Yeah, no. Oh my God.
Totally. I reckon it's like, so I was like, I needed that explanation that I pretended was for other people.
Totally.
So you didn't even know.
I mean, I've done that so many times.
So I was like, I'm glad he explained that for everyone else.
That was brilliant.
Maybe a better joke. I hear some DJs have actually two versions of that app on their home screens at the same time. Wicker, wicker. Maybe a bit better.
I don't, yeah.
You hate the whole thing.
Well, the problem is the story I had was so bad.
You have to know
a lot about DJing.
No, you know the one thing about DJing is they go, waka, waka, waka.
No, no, but like...
That went out no, of no, DJing in the 90s.
I think that...
You know lots of DJs.
I do.
Maybe you're too, deep in the DJ world. We're on the base level of DJing.
Wicca Wicca is not actually part of DJing, but
you probably know one of these knobs you see them turning.
She's like, that's not Ableton 3.05, the new version they're using.
Okay, I know so much about DJing that my mind, I think the reason I didn't get the joke was because I was like, yeah, DJs do like drugs. I was like,
yeah, oh, you're still caught
up on drugs. I was like, I thought it was about that.
DJs will actually have Wicca. Totally. I mean, that's no joke.
Yeah. Mm. They do like drugs, don't they? DJs are always doing drugs. Anyway, the boring story I was telling was
that's actually what the D stands for.
What does the J stand for?
Just get back to the story.
The guy was like, yeah, meet me here or whatever. Mm. I screenshotted it to send to Cameron James to be like, we're on here.
Oh.
And it sent the guy a screenshot, the guy that I, in the chat, it just sent him a message saying...
Oh, he got notified that you were
screenshotting. That I screenshot, and he's like, what the fuck, why are you screenshotting? And then he didn't write back.
Is that how secret an app it is? Because I didn't know that was true. Oh, my God. Yeah. They don't tell you that when
No one
told,
but is that what, that's what I think encrypted, because someone once made a secret Facebook chat to me, and I think it does the same thing, I don't know.
Okay.
A secret Facebook
chat. I think that means it's encrypted and you can't find the stuff or whatever. So I mean, I've never screenshotted one of those.
I don't think, I mean, I suppose my understanding of encryption, which this is very boring, is that it's in code when it's being sent. So encryption prohibits, or not prohibits, but stops people being able to like intercept the message and figure out what's in it, because it's in encrypted form when it's like on its journey through the internet, for example. Mm. But then on either side, an encrypted like messenger platform doesn't stop someone from like getting your app and logging in and like seeing the message there. But no one's going to intercept it. The ones that aren't encrypted, I think in theory, if you owned like an internet provider, you could fucking get into people's messages and read them.
Now explain GameStop.
So GameStop was a phenomenon based on my favorite website, reddit.com.
I went to look it up, and the first thing that came up was like Joe Rogan explaining it. So I just I just watched that for 20 minutes. And I don't think he knew what it was either. He then started playing a clip of like some other finance guy to explain it. And then Rogan's like, see, that's exactly what I said.
That's where he's at. That's where you need to get to that level of podcasting, where we're playing other stuff, just being like, yeah.
It's funny how like it takes a few days for something to like, to hear about a thing a few times before you force yourself to understand it.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're like, can I ride this one out? Or do I have to actually understand this one? It would be, I think it would be good to have that impulse quicker than I have it. Takes me a while to want to know.
It's also, how do you first hear the info? Because I first heard about GameStop through like my housemate's friend, and then I think someone else told me, and I was like, this is not for me, this information. And
it's
then
not gonna come up.
It was too much that I was like, I have no choice, but now if I don't get on this, I'm going to be left behind.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just the sheer weight of people talking about it to me that I'm like, fuck, I've got to do it.
That's so true. It does depend on the source. Like if somebody that you deemed more relevant had talked about it straight away,
straight away I was like, let's talk GameStop. Yeah. Tell me about it all.
Yeah.
I think to me, it depends on, I think I want to like a top level understanding of vaguely what's going on of most things that are of some prominence, so I don't get embarrassed, like in the Wicca, like how Sophie was humiliated before not knowing the Wicca.
Absolutely humiliated.
You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to avoid that feeling with desperation, really. But to get into the weeds of it, I feel like there needs to be some human drama in there or something. Yeah. Like this seemed a bit.
I think that there was more. I wished I knew that there was more human drama before I wasted days not bothering to understand it, because it was interesting. But like I think the words were alienating to me. Like, you would have read about it if it was called Vape Stop,
like, straight away,
you would have clicked on that. But like game, I'm like, that's not for me.
We just had words in it like Reddit, GameStop.
Yeah.
Stocks, like, this is a nerd story.
Hedge people. Like, it's all shit.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't,
But wait till like, you know, Justin Timberlake's in the movie, you know, and he's like just a guy at home.
They have.
Oh.
Already, someone's written a movie.
Is it The Big Short too?
The Big Short too.
Who are these Hollywood writers just looking at news trends being like, all right, now let's write a spec script.
It's actually 60 minutes fucking Channel 9 shit now. It's like these movies are coming out too close to the actual events. It cheapens it.
But the appetite for it is crazy. I would probably go and say, if it had some big talent, associated with it.
No, it's just played out in reality. And that's entertaining and kind of more.
But as we just discussed, this was not entertaining in any way.
It kind of was if you got into it. I feel like it was a bit. This was almost for me. My original interest was piqued because I'm like, could we make money here? Because essentially what was happening is a bunch of people, it became a meme to buy the stock, so the price was going up heaps. It's like, if that's still happening, I'm going to get some.
So
and
you
then,
knew about it at that stage?
Well, no. And then I looked into it, and I'm like, and it looked like it had peaked, like it was too risky to get in. If you found out early, it's like, fucking get in. And then enough people have decided this is the thing for this.
It took me till last Friday to get into it. And at that point, the regulator was already talking about taking legal action.
Oh, what? Did you?
I made $180 off Dogecoin.
Oh, nice one.
Congrats. It's not bad.
Yeah, would you want to take us for dinner?
No. Because I had $500. It doubled. And then I sold
Spend it on GameStop.
On GameStop.
No, that's plummeting.
I don't know how to make
get
this
in
analogy.
Get in, trust me.
Like the length of time. So I reckon it takes you like 4 days to understand an opaque news story like GameStop. Mm. But then the length of time it takes for you to talk about it knowledgeably to a new group of friends is like 3 hours.
Oh, absolutely. But it also becomes, and the circle jerk it becomes in just like people yelling at each other about trying to just prove they know more about it.
And it goes back to what you were saying about interjections. And this, I think, happens not so much with comedians, but people who maybe work in jobs. Maybe it's separate from their jobs, but have an ego about knowing stuff. And it goes back to how the media has kind of been stratified and people now have different media sources. So often people have heard facts about a story from different sources. So they've all got different kernels of information, which they just, recite at each other when people are discussing an issue. So there's actually not, particularly with complex things, most people have probably read one explainer, like let's be honest, maybe two max. But if someone then reads, they've read a third one, they've got different information, as you say. Mm. Everyone's trying to prove they know it.
Yeah,
so it's not actually a discussion about
panicking
it.
Panicking because they haven't heard that fact.
Well, exactly. So you say a new fact, you're like, oh, is that right? And then I'm trying to run that against what I read. And I'm like, oh.
It's like we all got the script to a play, but it's slightly different.
Yeah.
And we're all just like reading out the lines.
And we're all worried.
What it is.
Life is like
we all worried we got the wrong script.
What are you talking about?
You're like, did I bring the right play?
Yeah, what page are you on? I'm freaking out. It doesn't say that at all.
He's got a different edition.
Exactly. Then you get home, you're like, oh, did I do the right thing? I feel like everyone...
I'm not going to get the part.
It is, I think it's kind of cool. I read enough about it. I wait till ABC Online does. What, struggling to understand game stuff? 10 things or whatever they do to explain
it. This was my issue.
You can tell when the explainer is from another explainer you've read.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's no new shit.
But we all know journalists and they're like as dumb as us. Or totally. Maybe we're, and it's like, how are they finding out? Like, I know this guy that is a tech reporter.
And the tone, it's like, you learned about this at brunch. Shut
the
fuck up.
Totally.
Yes. What I really hate seeing is because I did a media degree. And
did
I've
you?
Got, yeah, I did media.
I have a media degree.
You did a media degree. And this is probably true for you as well. Now you're Facebook friends with some of them and you'll see them posting, like statuses being like, does anyone, is unemployed at the moment and is on JobKeeper and they've got a disability?
Yeah.
Get in touch. I want to do a story. And it's like, I suppose that makes it some sense. But like journalism should be more than just thinking about your take.
Totally.
You've got the angle and now you just want someone who's in your social circles to confirm the angle. And then you're going to write it up like you investigated. It's like, surely
they
there's more to it.
Confirmation bias.
Complete
also those media friends that do that on Facebook, it's always so wild. Like, and I always like sometimes they're just like, does anyone know anyone with the micro penis that comes early and is signed up to heaps of OnlyFans? Can they talk?
Yeah. Some like, of them are like, no one's replying to this.
No one would ever do
it. Send me a DM. It can keep your name out of the article. I fucking hope so, mate. That sounds insane. Who would want to be interviewed?
Yeah.
And this links into my experience.
Does anyone want to do my work for me? It's basically the
subject
of all of those posts.
Exactly.
And does anyone want me to pander them for like the next hour and then receive zero gratitude?
And probably have their quotes twisted in a way that is like a little bit dishonest. But and like ideally, and I know this is probably impractical because I think journalists now, they don't get paid heaps and they have to churn all these articles. But ideally, they would be asking that and interviewing people and kind of getting a vibe of what the reality is and then coming up with the story. But sometimes it's very clear from the post that they've already kind of got the angle in their mind. They're like,
yeah, it's like they're filling out a form.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. I just need to get someone to confirm this and like a friend or a friend of a friend. Perfect. And then it's done.
Well, this is one of the worst. When do you remember when Eurydice Dixon was murdered? She was a comedian in Melbourne. I got a DM from someone who I went to uni with or something like that. And she said, she was like, oh, hey, you know, have you seen the, I don't know if you know her, you know, apologies, crazy time, whatever. She was like, do you think you could give me a list of comedians that would want to talk about the thing? I was like, I'm actually not going to do your job for you. Like, you can't just reach out and then get me to, like, to do it for you. It is crazy.
Did you get a react to that message?
I got a love heart. No, I gave her a love heart and didn't reply, I don't think. I think I probably tried to play it up more. I was like, we're all hurting.
And then not reply. I mean, yeah. That's, no. That, in that situation, you get to do whatever you want.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were in the news. You had a journalist attack you this week, Tom.
I read that you sent someone a deranged letter.
I did not send the letter. And that should be, that's an example of, I mean, it's funny that we've come around to this because I experienced some reporting.
First hand.
And I experienced how, it was interesting to see. I don't want to call them negligent, but it was interesting to see how quick it is and how you could get anything printed, I reckon. I may as well start with
just what explain happened, it.
I suppose. So there's a few angles on it, but I suppose I should read out the letter. That's basically what that's kind of the crux.
But would
of
you
what
like
here.
To explain? Like, do you want to do a brief overview before you read out the letter?
If we had done journalism degrees, we would have known to start the podcast with this instead of crapping on about Instagram reacts.
I still
for
feel like that
minutes.
Was I feel like that was still more valuable than I mean, no disrespect to the crazy saga, but I thought that was more informative and something people aren't talking about, to be honest.
Yeah,
totally. I actually disagree, and I think those kinds of conversations are actually quite commonplace. But I think we did them in quite a good way, and we should be proud. I think the best way to kind of give context to the letter is, I suppose I got this letter not knowing any of this, by the way. But
tell us your experience.
Just, can you start reading,
yeah,
though?
That's what I don't know. I only know about this from Twitter. Tell us how it played out in your day.
Also, not to be like the media street. If you're listening, no one has known. They don't know what's just happened.
I'm famous.
Tom's famous.
I'm a rubbish boy, man. I'm known for the rubbish. Basically, what happened is I got new...
Trash Tom.
I'm Trash
Tom the trash can.
Trash can, which is a thing I got called at school, which is very...
You called Trash Man.
Sometimes in primary school, Trash Man came up, like, as, you know, people change your name to try and make fun of you, and I thought that was over, but now it's back.
It's back.
Actually defined
maybe
my life in quite a big way.
The journalist used to call you that at high school.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure who it was, but that, and then they brought it back.
Okay. Do a GameStop style.
Explainer. Oh, yeah, yeah, perfectly.
Because I feel like your brief then was to explain it and you went further into...
No, totally.
Can you do it as a reel?
Linear.
So, basically, I think the best thing to start with is I got new cleaners. I hired new cleaners. My sister asked me to. And they came.
How did you hire the cleaners?
Well, see, this is the thing. I got on an app called Wiz. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I was like, tasked with hiring the new cleaners is because we were paying a lot for the past cleaners. So I was looking for cheap cleaners.
That's which very is, relevant to
which
this story.
Which is very relevant to this story, I think. And the kind of the untold part of it. Really, this is a story about the gig economy, which is very much in the news. And I think we'd had them a few times, but I think as part of Wiz, I don't think they send the same people every time.
Right.
So I think this particular, like, there were like four of them. They weren't the ones that I saw the last time. But yeah, I just showed them the house and kind of I showed them a few things and then left, as is a kind of, I suppose, normal. I don't know. And got back, and I remember the rubbish was gone. But to put out the rubbish in my apartment block, you have to go down to, like, the car park, and that's where the bins are. And then you need, like, a beeper thing to get back up. So usually, like, cleaners wouldn't have the beeper to get back up. So usually, I mean, when previously we've had cleaners, they don't do anything with the rubbish. But the rubbish was gone. I remember noticing that and thought to myself, like, oh, maybe they've just taken it with them in their van or something.
Maybe they're cleaners. They've got places.
That's nice. I don't know. Is that normal? Like, geez, okay.
Maybe you're like, these are actually maybe the best cleaners in the world.
I'm like that. I didn't give it much thought. And then maybe I think like a week and a half later, my sister had been to my dad's house. And some of my mail goes to my dad's house because, you know, I couldn't be bothered changing my registered address every time I move. So some of my mail still goes to my like family home.
Yes.
And usually those letters are quite boring to read. It's often stuff from the bank or whatever. And
I hate reading the mail that's in my mum's house.
Well, exactly.
It's the worst. It's the dregs of the mail.
It's all boring mail. You never get anything good.
And it's quite not. I think I like the ritual of it because it's like you're like something that your dad's often got for you when you visit, and I don't know, like it's a bit of a handover thing.
It's a real peek behind the curtain because in the Twitter version of this story, you're like, I check my mail every morning, like I do.
Well, that's an example of something that was in the story that the journalist asked me specifically.
Oh.
It's going to start with this. Tom, Sydney comedian Tom Cashman was just checking his mail every morning, like he does every morning.
With
like,
a cup of Joe.
Morning. And then she's like, is this right? And I'm like, well, no, like, I don't check it every morning, but like, put that. Like, I don't care. Like, makes me look like I'm
more on top of your life.
Exactly. Up in the mornings, for example.
Like, it's more like 2 in the afternoon.
Exactly. But like, yeah, that's just a... Because
I found that a weird detail. I'm like, I reckon most people check their mail at night. In the afternoon. Well, why would you, in the morning. You've got
it comes at like midday or something. You can't check it in the morning.
If you're leaving your house, you don't want to...
In reality, I got the letter 2 weeks after the actual incident.
Okay, great.
Because, and that's the thing that I didn't tell journalists or put in the tweets. Well, because I didn't want my dad to be part of the narrative, when really the angry letter was sent to my dad's address. So when he was threatening, the threatening letter I'm about to read was addressed to my dad's house. So he's
not
like, I'm going to.
The first threatening letter you've received at your parents' address.
No, exactly. Well, and that's the other thing.
Other story.
Exactly. And so I'll
read the letter, Tom.
Basically, I'm opening boring mail. And I'm talking to my sister, and I assume this is going to be just like very boring bank mail. And then these photos pop out, so it's that, and a few photos of other letters that
have been sent. So they've supplied the photos.
Exactly. So they've, and then that looks stalkery, and so it's like my name and on like bank statements that someone's taken a photo of.
How much we got in this bank account here, mate?
That's not a bank account. It's the sale of some shares, which is kind of annoying. People have been talking about this a little bit.
Okay.
As if I'm some rich guy. But this I bought for double the price I sold it for.
Terrific.
I lost money on this. So this is just rubbing that in.
You should have put that in the article to the journalist. Exactly. I want it to be known that those shares were at a huge loss.
Yeah, people are like, oh, he trades on the ASX.
Wait, who said this? Who said this to you?
Oh,
friends.
Duggan last night. He's okay. Like, oh, here we are. Some bloody selling shares. Someone was asking me for stock tips today. I'm like, fuck off. I was losing money. I don't do shit. I don't even understand what happened at GameStop.
Can that trash boy give us some finance tips?
Exactly. So basically, then I find this letter along with these photos of my bank statements and photos of like rubbish that was apparently out the front of my house, left there by the cleaners, and the words "pig" are jumping out from this letter.
I've got the images here,
and it says the attached photos show 5 messy, unpleasant, smelly, spilt, and leaking bags of household garbage dumped in Barkham Avenue, Darlinghurst.
Are they leaking, by the way?
I mean, probably. They're kind of strewn. I mean. Yeah, probably. I don't think I'm going to argue the point on leaking.
I reckon the most evocative word for me is split. Messy and unpleasant are the same.
Totally.
Anyway, keep reading.
Smelly, unpleasant. Yeah, split is kind of a bit arguable. But yeah.
Split, like there's nothing worse than trying to contend
split
with a split.
Totally.
You're like,
true.
Fuck, I'm fucked.
Yeah, it really does.
I do find also these bags, like, it's so funny how Coles and Woolies introduce these bags that were meant to be keepsakes. So now everyone's spending 15 cents on garbage bags because
totally.
Everyone just uses
they're not enough.
Garbage bags.
They're 10, 15 cents. They need to be $4,
so
otherwise no one's bringing them back.
Yeah, that's right.
Keepsakes,
too
cents.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I've never kept one in my life.
No,
I have.
Keepsake implies that you like, take care
meant
of
to be
it.
Hard, like,
you love it.
Impossible to biodegrade and now everyone's just using them for their
exactly.
Rubbish.
It's way worse.
Anyway.
But that's what we use for like, so that's like the bin in my room and then in the bathroom and stuff that the cleaners have taken off there.
Okay.
They also show the garbage contains correspondence addressed to you from ComSec and AFX, which means the garbage is most likely yours. If so, what a total cunt you are.
Now, that is such a strong opener.
Exactly. So it started out like, he's like a reporter. These are all just facts. And then, and also, if so implies that if not, well, then good on you.
Well, can I say, if I was writing that, I would have then put an asterisk next to the total, and then at the bottom being like, if it wasn't you, apologies for what's about to come.
I'm sorry for being quite rude because this is actually going to get quite psycho.
If not, please ignore all the rest.
Exactly. So he's like, if so, what a total cunt you are. Full stop, a total cunt.
What was the feeling?
Wait,
like,
he repeated
when you're,
a total
cunt. When you're realizing what it was, like, how did you feel?
So the first thought was
Tom's
like,
already got the Twitter app open. His first
so
thought.
No. So I promise. My sister was there and I was like, oh my God. Because first of all, you go from like boring, not even paying attention to like these photos of my mail.
Creepy.
It's like creepy. And then the text, I was like, basically, I had flashbacks to the pedophile that wrote me letters when I was a teenager.
Can I say,
it does evoke that?
Yeah. I watched Tom read this at a gig last night and very flippantly just goes, oh, yeah, it reminded me of when this pedophile was writing me letters. Didn't explain anything. The audience was like, what?
Yeah. It's like, it is the more, to be honest, it's the more interesting story, but we have to keep going. Yes.
Totally. But, like, I think it's that definitely informed. Also, which I've also mentioned on this podcast, in the apartment building I live in, because of, they were doing some waterproofing works, I've told you this, the building management people took our outdoor furniture away and put it somewhere else in the building near some other tenant's property where they were annoyed, and they threw some of it off the top of the building and destroyed it. And so there's kind of, I've been emailing the building management trying to get some money for to replace the furniture. I'm also aware that there's a disgruntled tenant. I don't know who it is who, like.
So there's an aggro vibe in the atmosphere.
There's an aggro vibe. Mm. So
there's always an aggro vibe around Tom Cash.
I was like, maybe the building management have taken my rubbish from the proper place. Because I'm like, I didn't put it there.
Yeah.
So, like, did the building management put it there out the front to frame me with letters? Like, I been.
Which I love that
framed?
Theory, by the way.
But then I realised, oh, there were cleaners, and I do remember the bit garbage was gone. Certainly they've just done this. So that's almost certainly what happened. But that was all running through my head. As soon as I realised that it was the cleaners, I relaxed a little bit because it wasn't. Also, I felt shame. I'm like,
what happened? Because I thought it was like, first of all, already, I have a really good story, by the way, involving a cleaner. It's always a hard...
Well, let's kick in, shall we?
No, I want to keep going with this, but it's like, is it worth admitting you have a cleaner to tell the good story?
Oh, well, can I say, I'm struggling with this in stand-up at the moment, because my cleaner... My cleaner finished cleaning the other day, then took a shit and left. So. I was like, you can't clean and then shit. And it's funny, and some people love it, but sometimes as soon as you say you got a cleaner, people are like, how dare you?
The room. And so I felt...
And that's
felt,
where the shares... I'm in Darlinghurst as well. It's already a bit of a fancy area. And I'm like, they found me selling shares. My last name's Cashman. I'm a white guy. And I'm like, these fucking cleaners. How was I meant to explain they don't speak English? How was I meant to explain not to put the trash at the front?
Also, you went to the cheaper cleaners.
I did.
So you could be richer.
This is actually because we
so
got cheap cleaners.
So you could spend more on shares. I feel like it's like... So
the game's just starting, baby.
The only act of generosity that you've shown is sharing it online. Certainly not in paying for cleaners. Because I feel like, you know how people always tweet something that's meant to be embarrassing but is actually like a humble brag? Like
totally.
A stranger
in
the airport gave me this compliment about my sketch or whatever. But
exactly.
But like...
it was so embarrassing because I hadn't done my makeup and this man came up and said I was the most beautiful girl in the world.
I said I was going to kill myself, but then I saw your bit of comedy and I thought, I need to live.
I feel like this was genuinely shameful. So I was like quite... To share it revealed so many bad things about you. I was really impressed that you shared it because it's such an interesting slice of life, the letter.
Totally.
Which you should keep reading.
And I think the media...
Thank you for sharing.
The media ended up running with you as the bad guy, I think.
Not really. I don't think they deliberately
did. No, they didn't even
pick
an angle. That's the thing with the media. They hedge bets. They're like, we don't know.
But the headline
discussion. I think it was perfect because it was like people were going to have different...
It's like a Rorschach test. Exactly. How do you pronounce that? Okay, keep reading.
But I think the craziness of this outweighs how bad I looked. If it was less of an angry letter, I would not be posting it. But he's like, a total cunt. What a total cunt you are, a total cunt. A moronic, antisocial, subhuman, irresponsible Neanderthal with no concept of acceptable community behaviour. No doubt you live like a pig too.
I don't think he's a good writer. I think he's written some at work emails.
Yeah.
And then this is really stretch. I think this is a stretch for him, this letter.
Look, I think...
I think it's a him. That's what I'm going to go
with. I reckon that... he's kind of affected by what I'd call vitriol. I think the anger is really affecting his writing abilities.
Like he knew it was going to be an anonymous letter, so he just like
of course.
Let his freak flag fly. You know? I don't even have to tether myself to who I am.
Yes.
I'm just going to really
just
say,
go
well, there's
for
kind
it.
Of two options there. Either that's right, it's kind of like a normal man, and I assume it is a man, although one friend of mine said that she reckoned it was a woman. It's either someone who's like, doesn't have an anger problem and was just going crazy deliberately to get me to stop this kind of behavior in future, or this is kind of like, they're a bit sick and this is kind of the norm for them and the people in this
person's
life.
What do you think about Neanderthal?
Neanderthal, I was saying, I reckon that's a bit like racist undertones to me. I don't like Neanderthal.
I don't like Neanderthal at all.
It implies that you rank humans and and don't think some people are human, which is kind of the attitude behind.
I think they think it's funny, though. Like, I think they think it's...
I think
they
humor think it's in this, though, is there?
I reckon...
There's some guttural kind of anger coming through.
No, but they're proud of themselves. They would be chuckling for the most part whilst writing
it,
I think.
We know it's a boomer for sure because nobody else has a printer at home.
I think that's a fantastic... And
let alone a colour printer. Yeah, these
colour
phones
printer,
are in
like,
colour.
Laser ink is fucking... expensive. Totally. He's got a full cartridge of ink. Yeah. Like, everyone else has to go to their office.
That photo is so fun. I haven't seen, like, a full
a
printed picture,
A4
like photo
nice
for so long.
I mean, the rubbish is
it was a nice
it.
Day!
Beautiful day.
Ruining the street.
And that, what's that tree? It's popping in the sun.
Oh, it's gross to have garbage out there like that. It's no good.
Okay.
But I think also the two Thomas James Cashman and then the address at the top, that's kind of boomer behavior, like how to address a letter
that's
as well.
That's true.
Mm.
But yeah, no doubt you live like a pig too with social habits to match, which that was...
No
that's
doubt.
A bit, that's a bit fun, that bit.
No doubt. I love that. There's not a doubt
no
at
doubt.
All.
P.U., what a stink you must leave wherever you go. So I suppose they are having a bit of fun there.
Yeah.
That's funny because they've started a new paragraph, have they?
And then now a new paragraph. What gives you the right to simply throw garbage into the street outside people's residences, leaving a shitty mess for others to clean because you're too fucking lazy to find a bin?
Yeah, that's a man that thinks he's funny.
Yeah, you think.
I feel like as well, he thought he was so angry.
Yeah.
He thought he had so much to say, but as it turned out, he didn't.
Yeah,
he had
to
really stretch it over quite a few times.
Well, no, that's exactly what it is, Sophie, because you read it and you're like...
I mean, the point's been made and we're only halfway through.
He could have just gone, what the fuck have you done?
fuck
you. That's all it needed. Fuck you is so much stronger than this.
Exactly. Hey, man, you fucking dickhead. Fuck you. That would have been completely acceptable.
Now we're talking about Nathanael. It's like he's so far away from where he needs to be.
Exactly. I feel like it's... And then the one coming up is the other one that really made me not like him. Well, this time you've been caught good and proper. Oh, no, sorry. I fucked it. Well, this time you have been caught, you bastard.
Bastards.
Good and proper. Like, that's...
It's not good and proper. If it was good and proper, he'd have you in cuffs, taking you down to the pig house.
It's just like, bastard full stop would have been stronger.
But isn't bastard's also quite lame, isn't it? I thought it's not Game of Thrones. Like, what the fuck? Bastard's not offensive.
To avoid repercussions, I strongly suggest you immediately come and pick up your mess before something else happens.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, what? It's like...
A second letter. What goes around comes around, Mr. Cashman. What a shame if someone dumped bags of garbage at your address. A very angry resident.
Wow. I tell you what. I don't think this is the end of this.
So I emailed...
Oh, my God.
A linguist, the letter.
No.
You're kidding me. Why are you bringing this up this late into the... You're right. We should have opened with this story.
Okay. I'll tell you...
You know a linguist?
No. I just emailed a few.
What do you mean?
Take on
You're
it.
A journalist.
Yeah. I'm a better journalist than the Seven News journalist.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You've got
Tell me what
opinions.
You've got. I thought you were there texting someone on your phone.
Yeah, it looked like it, didn't it? Mm. I emailed too. It was fun. It was interesting, actually, because I was like, I knew that we were going to talk about this. I was like, this is fun.
Totally.
To email a linguist. And I thought, what if I email one and then they don't get back to me? I should email two just in case. And they both got back to me. So I'll read both.
Did they like it?
Yes. They had a good... okay, this is from Daniel Midgley, who's a linguist, and he hosts a podcast called Speak Easy on ABC Radio.
Oh my God, shout out.
Okay,
shout out.
He wrote, "Hi Sophie, thanks for getting in touch. Wow, there's a lot going on here, but we might only be able to infer things that were obvious anyway." Okay, he's talking about how he doesn't use an Oxford comma, blah, 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 whatever. Then he says, notice the five bags are not five bags. The numeral and not the number.
Oh.
What's the difference? Just how style, ABC style guide says to spell out 0 to 9, then go for numerals higher than that. The Australian government says to go for numerals 2 and up. What I'm saying is that if I had samples of writing from a range of candidates, I'd be looking for that feature in the samples.
It's a number five.
Another one he says is the writer uses M dashes. Lots of them. Lots of people do, but... This person adds a space before and after. That's not considered standard.
Isn't it? That's what I do.
Can I? Yeah, I think I do that as well.
I don't.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I only do a space. I like an M dash without a space.
Before.
I like them.
Yeah, that's
no,
not
No, but
bad.
He's also inconsistent.
So maybe it's a male thing.
He's done one there. Oh, no, subhuman's a hyphen.
Okay, this is my favourite point that Daniel makes. He says, but the most revealing thing is the writer's use of multiple dots at the end of paragraph 6. Gretchen yes. McCulloch, in her book, Because Internet, finds that this is something pre-internet people do, boomers and Gen Xers, to make a thought trail off. Which I love that
Who
point.
Who is this? This king. He's yes. done it.
Go on, mate.
So this looks like an older person. They're cranky enough and probably well-educated. Probably nothing we couldn't have found out in other ways, like from the neighborhood. But I really love that point about the six dots because
That's so
I find
true.
That really indulgent, the six dots.
Me too. I'd never do that. I'd go three because three. That's the appropriate
three is max. You could never
Absolute
go more than
maximum.
Three.
But also it doesn't really.
It looks ugly.
Even the
it looks
fading
old.
Off is lame, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, have a thought or just end it. Back yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Kate wrote back to me. She didn't.
Dot, dot, dot.
And what's
very,
Kate's
like,
story?
A 50s movie idea of trying to be like
Kate's
dramatic.
Kate's a linguist at Monash University.
Oh my God. This is unbelievable.
But she didn't really have anything to add, but I just liked what she said.
Mm.
She said...
She said, don't fucking email me weird shit like this.
Yeah, I wonder how much they're getting.
I just thought, like, they might not answer, but I thought, yeah.
Did you email her from, like, a work address or some kind of ABC address?
Cold email.
Unbelievable. From a Gmail.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those they get.
The world is there for the taking.
Well, maybe they're not getting.
Just contact people. It's so fun.
I should.
So you're saying that she didn't give you much information. We should send her a letter. What a total cunt you are.
You bastard, Kate.
She's a delight. She says, hello, Sophie. Thanks for your message. And crumbs, what a letter. It's an interesting...
crumbs.
It's an interesting...
Wasn't her.
It's an interesting clash, isn't it? A glorious blend of foul language and carefully crafted syntax, which I think is a really nicely made point.
Totally.
Yes, definitely.
Those cascading cuss words, which typically bubble up with no thought, mixed with formal parts, like to avoid repercussions, strongly, which I think is so funny. It's so true. Like, they're so proud of themselves as they're writing. They're getting really... really intoxicated with their own abilities.
Yes.
Would that
totally.
Second,
like, I'm a fucking genius.
Is it the third paragraph leading into Neanderthal? He's so happy with what he's come up with there.
Moronic, antisocial, subhuman, irresponsible.
Yeah. He would be grinning when he's writing that.
I think he's laughing and like yelling out to his wife proudly. And then she just says that she's not sure she'd be able to add to the speculation regarding the authorship, which was what my question was.
I mean, fair enough.
I feel like Kate's a great writer
Isn't
as well.
She?
Like, she, that
was
yeah, what did she say? Cascading.
Yeah, cuss words.
Cuss words. Oh my God.
That's
brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was intimidated writing the email because I'm like, I'm going to be judged on my syntax.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
But
I mean, thankfully, you had a more crazy letter to attach that you'd be compared against and seem less unhinged.
Yeah.
But okay. So, I mean, that kind of goes to the. The question of like, yeah, what kind of person wrote this? I think boomer male to me is probably the most obvious choice because...
British maybe? Bastard?
Well, I mean, good and proper and bastard is kind of British to me. The person that I
bastard
suspect...
Bastard is just... it is just old at its core though.
Oh, the other thing...
Definitely British, but like 65-year-old people might think bastard is an insult.
And then it depends the extent to which there's irony here. Like are people... Yeah, are they kind of leaning into good and proper... having a bit of fun with it, or is it just all kind of a bit more organic rage?
Daniel said one more thing that I forgot to read out,
which
was that there's a dot after Mr. Cashman, which is not customary in Australia. He says...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I thought that was good wording.
Cashman.
He said there's a full stop after Mr. in paragraph six, which Australians don't typically do, but Americans do.
Americans do.
Imagine if he's a Yank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I liked that.
No comma after Barker.
Now, is anything kind of coming to you here, Tom? People you've seen in the hallway of late?
Look.
In your apartment building?
So my...
And an old American man.
So American, no, but I don't know. So basically, I spoke to the building manager a few days ago who I've had a bit of a, you know, back and forth with about this furniture.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who took it.
Yeah.
But he's not the one who threw it off the building. But... basically, I don't know who in the building is the person who threw off the furniture, but that is an act that comes from rage.
Yes.
A similar kind of rage that would make someone write this letter. So I feel like it's, you know, more than, it's more, I'm not saying it's more likely than not, but it's like more likely someone who we know has an anger problem than just
in the area.
A random person who's in the area. So that kind of came to mind.
But they don't know... The garbage, if they sent that to your dad's house, they don't know that the garbage is you. If they knew that the garbage and the furniture
would blow
was
their
you,
fucking mind.
Let's just say there'd be a few more cascading cuss words.
I have to take a step, which they sure would be.
They'll kill me. There's a man in the fucking who lives a few down from me who was furious about my furniture, also furious that some random person from Artarmon was coming and dumping garbage. And if they find out it's the same bloke, he will actually fucking kill me.
But he knows he's connected. The incidents in his mind because he's like, oh, the degradation of the area.
Well,
like,
that's why I also think it's an old person, because I think old people, first of all, are more likely to take issue with rubbish, I think. I think I was speaking to Aaliyah at the gig last night.
Yes.
And she, I don't know, she's probably in her 20s. I don't know how old she is. But she was like, yeah, if I see rubbish on the ground, I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. You know what I mean? You don't know the rules yet. You're not like...
But also...
But if you've lived somewhere for 30 years, you're like, oh my God, it is going to the dogs. Like, yeah, I this area is
like it
used to be.
If you're under 40, I think you would... take a photo and put it on social media. That would be, and you'd be like,
as
get a load
if you
of this.
To deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you would process it, maybe.
Totally. I think, but it also depends how like much the letters was poking out, which let's actually look at the photo. Because if the letters were poking out, that could suggest to you, oh, I might do some sleuthing here. But if you went through the rubbish looking for evidence of who it was.
Maybe yeah, he was going through it and got accused of dumping the rubbish.
Oh,
and someone was
did
like,
it defensively.
Someone was like, don't put your fucking rubbish there. And he's like, no, someone else put it there. And they're like, and he's like, I'm writing him a letter.
You should write a letter on the back of this photo of the rubbish in the tree and stick it to the tree to try and find out who it is.
Okay.
Did you send this?
Oh,
yes.
Don't you reckon
the guy who sent it looks at this tree every day and just admires how rubbish-free it is?
Yeah, maybe.
I really think you should put more rubbish out there.
So there's a few options of how where to go from here.
Where to next?
By the way, you put this on social media. It blew up and then some news sources contacted you.
And then, yeah, got a few shares and stuff, which I think is, most people were on my side. I think maybe 90% of people thought that, basically, the letter was a bit too intense. And when I say on my side, they probably thought I was an idiot as well. But, like, the main takeaway was that the letter was crazy. A few people were like, I think this letter was appropriate. I wouldn't change a word.
Really?
Yeah, you fucking
But it wasn't
dirty
you
man.
That did it. But
I
buck stops
cleaners.
With you, maybe.
Totally. I mean, some people were being legalistic about it. They're like, technically, they're your agents, so you're legally responsible for their behavior. It's like, shut up.
You know when your parents hear something like annoying? My whole life, my mum always made me like shred anything with my name on it, but by identity theft reason.
Exactly.
Yes.
But it burrowed in my brain, and I obediently did it, even though I thought that she was being ridiculous. Mm. And aren't I glad that she did?
This is a great example.
And has it changed your relationship with rubbish? Like, are you paranoid now?
Oh,
when you throw anything out?
Truly, even though I know, because I live in an apartment block, that it's going to go into a communal bit where people, often the recycling is sticking out. You could go through it, but I just never worry about that. I'm like, first of all, there's not enough details on stuff to really identity theft, I think. If you got enough of it together, probably there would be. But, like, what's the worst that can happen? But this is what's the worst that can happen? They can fucking write letters calling your dad a cunt that your dad might read and make him feel threatened. I've had to ask him, is someone fucking with your rubbish? Because it's his address that was on the letter, as I said. And so now he's paranoid.
Is he liking this?
I think he's enjoying it a little bit. He sent me a photo of... one cigarette butt that he found outside the back door, and he's like, oh, I don't know, this could be it. I've never smoked in my life.
Where did it? That's interesting, though.
I mean, that is a bit of a clue. I think I wouldn't put past my dad to have put that there deliberately. And I wonder whether he's trying to get retweeted.
I think that someone that's so appalled by rubbish, like, I mean, I think they're not going to do anything violent. Like, I think, do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I think
it's a nerd. It's definitely a nerd.
They fancy themselves as like an outstanding member of the community, so they're not actually a threat.
Exactly.
And I think he thinks,
I think that's why it was kind of confronting in the first like few seconds of reading it, but then pretty quickly I'm like, in my mind, this is an old man who, you know, physically couldn't kill me probably unless they had a gun or a knife and came from behind.
Has a printer,
or a weapon,
and
he knew your address.
Has time to go to a post office.
Exactly.
Like,
but then
he's like, a retiree.
The chances that it's a huge 27-year-old Lebanese man are quite low, but if it is, I'm
fucked. Yeah, for sure.
By posting it. But basically, I got a few, I had a lot of journalists following me, first of all, the back of this. No, I don't, in after this. So one commented, under tweets sometimes that have like videos in them, like in America, you'll see like, oh, can we use this and get in touch? And I got one like reply from a journalist like that. And then she messaged me and there was an article about it. Some of the details, were wrong, but just got on that kind of journalistic integrity point. Then someone from Yahoo messaged me
That's a great publication.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
I like the way you pronounce it as well.
Someone from Yahoo.
Yahoo.
How do you? Yahoo.
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 I mean, I'd be like Yahoo. I'd be. It'd be a question mark. I'd be like Yahoo.
And she basically said, "Is this real?" And because at this point, I'd had a few accusations that I've written the letter, and I have created this whole thing deliberately to get publicity, which a few people accused me of, which is a crazy accusation that I want to get.
But it shows you what they're thinking that other people are doing.
Exactly.
So people are doing this stuff.
People are
these content
calling themselves
hungry.
A cunt for leaving rubbish to get one article on Seven News, mental. But that makes them look bad.
What a failure of imagination to think that there could be just like such interesting things happening in the world. To think that someone, they just made it up.
Exactly.
Like.
Oh, it really is revealing of people that assumed that. But this journalist was like, "Is it real?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And she's like, just because your bio says you're a comedian, so I just wanted to check you're not making it up.
What do people think comedians are? Like, they're just like,
that's not very funny.
People think comedians are just
bad. Do you think
that's
funny? Because I don't think that's very funny. I think it's actually pretty intense and pretty scary. So.
And Neanderthal is not my SOA.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I said that.
You should have sent her a stand-up clip and just say, watch this, then tell me if you think I made it up.
Do you think that's the same comedic style? Do you really think that's the same? She'd be like, yes, you being the victim of numerous humiliating events. That's actually pretty in your style. I'd be like, correct. But I was like, yes, that was true. And then she was like, I just wanted to check. And I'm like, yeah, it's true. And then in the article she published, she's like, and we verified that it was true. It's like, well, not really. You asked me if it was true. And if I was lying about it, you think I'm going to be like, no, you got me. It was false.
That's
it's
so
like you
funny.
Didn't do anything.
So there was already a story on it. And they're like, we need to add our spin on it. So.
Exactly. We confirmed that it was true by just asking once.
Now, was it only Seven and Yahoo that went with it?
Totally. I saw another article.
Newsgot.com didn't pick it up. Kiss did.
Kiss FM.
I love Kiss. I read it all the time.
There are a few other aggregator things. But that was the brunt of it. But then the other thing that happened, which was a concern, is the first Seven News article, basically the headline when you Googled my name was Sydney comedian Tom Cashman sent disturbing letter, which... Like could be read in both ways that I was sent
the letter,
but then that I sent it because already I was getting I didn't really think because I mean when I was considering whether to speak to the journalist I'm like this is pretty funny I'm happy for this to be out there like I don't think I've done anything wrong really it does put me in a bad light in some ways but not in a way that I'm too concerned with and I think it's a pretty funny thing to happen but yeah I didn't really consider that potentially for the next few decades when someone Googles my name, the first thing that comes up is an association
you
with
you could
with
pay
trash.
Someone to get it. It'll go down naturally.
I mean, I feel like it's going to be an inspiration for my career to like, I need to get things above the trash story.
This is as good as it. This is a high point, to be honest. And you then plug...
No, but that's the point that it's not.
Well, no, but it is. Because I was like, plug the podcast, please.
Yeah.
And
I
you did.
The second article.
He's like...
Which is awesome.
Yeah, so to any listeners here from the Yahoo article, read all the way to the bottom.
He said, well, what goes around comes around. This was his plan all along.
Yeah, exactly.
He put trash in your SEO instead of your doorstep.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So you think that he...
That is true. Yeah. He fucked up your digital footprint.
Yeah.
And he made it so a screenshot of it would go a bit viral. But he would just know most people around... Like, most people would have put that on social media if they received it.
I definitely wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have?
No.
Oh.
What?
What's wrong with you?
I've got a lot of shame.
Yeah, it is. But I mean,
I would just be so mortified. But like,
what?
But I mean, it is does reflect kind. I mean, sure, it is not your fault, and I don't think it's your fault.
Mm.
But I can very much. It's just like it's
it reveals just like a messy. I think you can pull it off totally. I just think it's just so chaotic.
Did you ever see the rubbish out there?
Chaotic.
You never saw the rubbish.
I didn't.
So where'd the rubbish go?
I think it's a pretty normal type of misunderstanding.
You put the rubbish is in the harbour now.
Sorry?
The rubbish?
Oh, no, I think I assume the rubbish collection people that came the next day picked it up. I'm assuming that maybe some Good Samaritan took it and put it in someone else's bin.
He might have put it in his bin.
Oh, fuck
He
off.
Might be
you
eating
reckon
it
he
now.
Took it? He demanded I came and got it. But I only got the letter like 2 weeks after the fact.
If he knew you were a comedian, he would have there would have been something about, this is not that funny, Mr. Cashman, or something in there. Do you know what I mean?
It's not the only material that's garbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, there would have been references to it for sure.
So we know for a fact that he didn't recognize me, which is the ultimate. But then, yeah, I mean, hopefully he focuses on the name Thomas in the future. I mean, there's also the question of whether he's seen it. But sorry, can we go back to, for a second, yeah, what's so shameful about it? Maybe I just haven't confronted this. A messy lifestyle, you think it implies messiness? I think if you lived in my apartment, okay, I think that would happen to a lot of people in my apartment block. If you got cleaners for the first time, they would make a mistake like that. I think it was relatively reasonable for them to assume that there were bins out the front, because that's probably usually the case, but wasn't in this case. And then in terms of them dropping it there.
I think it's my issue that I would struggle with publicizing that. Like, the more that I think about it, I think it's like, for me, what I wouldn't like about
it's personal.
Is, like,
it's showing your day-to-day.
Everyone knowing so much. That's the thing that I don't like about it. It's like exposing about this thing.
You want to arrive at the bar or the restaurant and look like.
I think Tom probably would value funniness over personal privacy at points.
That's right.
And I think this is a situation
that's
where
he's
would.
A true artist.
And also, I mean, you're an artist, Sophie. Don't for a second think you're not an artist.
I don't think it's that.
But you wouldn't. You
either.
Wouldn't value the likes.
Show that
you
I'm
wouldn't value
too controlling.
The. No, but you wouldn't value the attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Tom's a stand-up.
I've really.
You're not. Tom just
that
wants people to be like
positive or negative.
Yeah,
attention.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like enjoying retweets. I'm like, yeah, Tom's popping off,
dude.
Like,
and this
yes,
is
you
why.
Being a trash.
And it's exactly the same as like people that try to cancel people, because they get good feeling. They get the same good feeling, and they don't know if they're doing the right thing or the wrong thing, but it feels
like,
good.
A lot of them are quote retweets with the word scum in them, but still they're retweets nonetheless.
But
so.
I think you're also drawn to like. Not knowing what's going to happen. I think you like putting something out into the universe and being like, sure, let's see what happens when Channel 7 News contacts me.
Controversy and, I mean, and which is why it was newsworthy. Well, not newsworthy, but why they wanted to put it on the news is because, it could. Some people would support one side and some people would support the other.
Mm.
I feel like that's exciting for sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I did think about it. I think if I'd made a more key mistake in it, I wouldn't want. If I'd made a morally repugnant decision.
It's so great, the story, isn't it? Because there's no clear heroes and villains. Like, everyone.
Well, I mean.
I don't think the guy that wrote it is a villain.
No, neither.
I think he's definitely got some misguided anger, perhaps. Mm. But if anything. On the moral compass, a lot of people would argue, and they probably have to you, that he's a better person.
I bet it felt
Most
better.
Messages have been supportive. I feel like the use of the
Surely
word...
Surely no one feels sorry for you. It's impossible to feel sorry for you.
I feel... There's one person in particular who keeps messaging me being like...
Are you okay?
You'll be... I'll just get through it. It's like... I'm like, it's okay.
It's the best time of my life.
It's been a fun few days.
I think there's always a notification every time I check my phone. I think, though, that you feel more sorry for yourself than anyone else did because... You had this information that the letter went to your dad that we didn't have.
Well, exactly.
Yes,
so
yes.
The whole time
totally.
I thought you were getting this letter and I do.
Well, he didn't see it, but I
no,
was
but
I wasn't
still...
worried about the retribution. Like, if this guy was driven to, which is what people are saying, they're like, don't you feel unsafe? I'm like, not really. He's going to my dad's place. I feel fine.
And I just still think, I think the act of writing the letter was his high point. I think he himself wouldn't have felt good
totally.
The moment that he posted it. You'd be like,
Ooh. Oh, you reckon? You think he feels regret?
Have you ever put a note on someone's car that's like dinged you or parked you in or something?
Yeah, I do like doing that if somebody parks you in. That's a bit of fun.
And I think he would feel the exact same
so
thing.
You feel so right. You're like,
yes,
you shouldn't park people in.
His like
but
righteousness
I would never
be
write
out of control.
And he is right. I mean, trash on the street is like how many times being parked in? Probably double.
But his letter,
like it's pretty bad.
It is bad.
But you also don't know what's happened in his
you
life.
You don't, and totally. But I also think I feel like in a neighborhood, he's kind of. I don't think he's given enough credit to like a mistake that could have occurred, like it did. Like he's jumped straight to, and this is because he assumes someone's driven half an hour from another place and just dumped.
Yes,
which is like fuck off, like fuck you.
That's
you
not fucking... included in the article, but that's such a funny thing
which
in his head.
Which would make him more angry. Like
he's it's North Shore.
He's come down here for some reason with four bags. Like, why?
It would
like,
make sense, darling. It's kind of the first place over the bridge. Like, you just got on the bridge, you go on the left.
Oh, my car's stinking up. Let's just go down there and just fucking... Yeah, exactly.
I think he's... Like, if I write it... If somebody's parked you in, you do adopt a personality, I reckon, when you go to write one of those notes.
What?
And the personality... I adopt the personality of, like, a man, I reckon, and I try and just be like really simple and strong in my messaging.
Yes.
Just don't do this. You can't do this, basically. Yes. And I just get that across in capital letters or whatever. And yes. I try to leave no traces of myself in my letter. And I think...
So a linguist can't track you down.
He, much like your garbage, was full of like his personality. Like he was this... He leaked all over that letter.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Stop it, his, Sophie. Yeah, his personality split.
No, but it was though. It's so he got too. It's just too much personality in it.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like, I think that's the reason why it was so seductive to people.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
It was you just read like, ones that cascading cusses, and you're like, it's my turn to shine.
Well, it's interesting to get into. Someone who's see the personality of someone who's so angry, but I mean, is that you implying that perhaps this was a woman who was deliberately
it's
doing
not a woman?
This.
No, I just don't think it's a woman.
It's someone with time and lack of purpose,
and totally. Who grew up in an era where you know it's not woman's business to write something like this.
Sure,
yeah.
He also grew. If he is old and is from Darlinghurst for a while, I feel like it's actually gotten quite nice in the last few decades. Like,
oh, he's rich. I think he's definitely rich.
Oh,
this
totally.
Guy,
like, and moved in relatively recently.
Yeah, I'd say in my head, he's a retired millionaire.
I mean, anyone who lives there and owns their place is a millionaire
and has a printer.
And the printer, the colour printer is the biggest thing. Absolutely the biggest thing.
Totally.
I have to go, guys. I've got to go to a gig.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. That's okay. You guys want to continue this.
Let's talk about Sam. Let's bitch about him.
The best podcast episode.
What a cunt.
Could you do it,
what
please?
A total
and just
cunt.
Be like, and then replay things that I said in the podcast.
It's the only one that you'd ever listen to hear what they said about you.
Absolutely. And you'd just be like, yeah, what was he going on about there? It's like, that didn't even make sense.
And then you listen and we're like, oh my God, he just was so funny. Everything he said was
He hit it out of the park again.
Exactly. I'm intimidated. Yeah, no, I think that's everything I wanted to go on. I wanted to tell you one other thing. That happened, which is...
You did make it up.
Yeah. Was it funny? I think it was really
It was funny, yeah. You got mileage, for sure.
The attached photos show five messy, unpleasant, smelly, spilt and leaking bags of household garbage dumped in Barkham Avenue, Darlinghurst. They also show the garbage contains correspondence addressed to you from ComSec and AFX, which means the garbage is most likely yours. If so, what a total cunt you are. A total cunt. A moronic, antisocial, subhuman, irresponsible Neanderthal, with no concept of acceptable community behavior. No doubt you live like a pig too, with social habits to match. Phew, what a stink you must leave wherever you go. What gives you the right to simply throw garbage into the street outside people's residences, leaving a shitty mess for others to clean up because you're too fucking lazy to find a bin? Well, this time you have been caught, you bastard. Good and proper. To avoid repercussions, I strongly suggest you immediately come and pick up your mess before something else happens. What goes around comes around, Mr. Cashman. What a shame if someone dumped bags of garbage at your address. A very angry resident.